Greetings. This is Robin Bridges, author, speaker, and teacher. And you are tuning in to my naturally inspired soundbite recordings. My intent is to offer you moments in your day where you can access your own inner wisdom, be thoughtfully inspired, and find ease in your body, mind, and spirit. Today, or tonight, whenever you are tuning in, I would like to read to you an article I have written from some historical research I've done, and also then close with a solstice ceremony, winter solstice, and a winter solstice poem that you might like to use with your own ceremonies that you might do for solstice. And I'm hoping that at any time of year that you might tune into this, that you would consider that we always have that going within time available to us whenever it's winter solstice within, which may or may not always align with the actual seasons. So, this article is Reimagining Winter Solstice. As I researched historical and speculative information about winter solstice, I was struck by the seeming fear and superstition associated with many rituals. Traditionally, centuries ago, much fear was understandably associated with the fierceness of winter. Gods and goddesses in many forms needed to be appeased in order to grant the return of the sun, warmth, and nurture. In Norse practice, the Sami sun goddess, the sun maiden, was worshipped and even considered to be the source of all souls. In the form of the returning sun, she was hailed as the star of hope in the human heart and the true star of day on earth. Worldwide, many goddesses in particular were given homage at the changing of the season. Though over time, often the more powerful goddess figures were split into several smaller ones with separate attributes previously carried by the one. Some of these rituals, both invoking the original creatress and then the many, were diminishing by the Viking Age, although rituals were still practiced to appease the seemingly capricious gods and goddesses, and even in northern climes, the elves and fairies. Because cultures of old lived closer to and therefore much more connected to nature, and yet at the same time felt less power over it, it seems that rituals helped reassure folks that they were doing their part to ensure the light, or Yule, to be returning. And who's to say that in a very real way their keen dependence upon nature and attention to it didn't actually help the consistency of the seasons to continue? How marvelous to think we might have that much power to interact with the way the world turns. And now quantum physics tells us we do, albeit in a much more seemingly sophisticated and scientific way. Because if we, according to holographic understanding, are all intricately connected to everything, that each separate piece, even of us, actually reflects the whole of creation, we actually did and do have a part in the world turning. Can we ritualize that amazement as gratitude, both honoring what we know now in contemporary life and also what was known then? Can we also consider reaching back in time before more popular recorded history, her story too, to consider that at one time only one goddess might have originated everything without punishment or fear or ignorance among her people? That our very souls could have been partaking in that creation, or are even now? That some of these most ancient civilizations could have also known more than we do now? And can we bring the best of the past forward, even bringing it into the present, so all might be transformed in one new rebirth of consciousness? Solstice is the perfect time of year to consider these possibilities, to turn them over in our hearts for wonder and consideration. The darkness then becomes a fecund friend, not a frightening void. As we learn to befriend both the outer and inner darkness leading up to winter solstice, we may be warmed by both inner and outer fires. Then as we welcome back the light of the sun, so vital to our inner and outer lives, we can make a smooth transition, moving in harmony between the worlds of human and spirit, heaven and earth, without and within. It may seem odd that solstice is also the official beginning of winter, when in our northern climes it seems already quite well underway. Also odd is that the welcoming of the longer days, clearly pointing to anticipation of spring and the fullness of summer and crops and sustenance, is being celebrated even while winter is still just beginning to really settle in. That the days grow longer at the outset of winter may be hard to comprehend, yet perhaps within that seeming paradox lies a mystery that life offers on so many levels. That which seems darkest is followed by light, and that which becomes light will once again become dark. The regeneration, the constant changing of seasons, of our thoughts, of our own life-death-life rebirth cycles, are all strung together as we celebrate this longest night of nights before the promise of longer days to come. So join me, if you will, in declaring, season of dark, we breathe you in with faith and trust. And you may choose to repeat it aloud or find where in your being it would like to settle. Season of light, we welcome you back with joy and reassurance. We join the past, the present, and the future. We trust our own knowing and our collective strength. We inhale beauty and exhale gratitude. And on this longest of nights, we befriend the darkness while welcoming back the light. It is so. Aho. Now I'd like to close with a poem I wrote about winter solstice. It's in one of my poetry books. I believe it's in my first poetry book, This Way to the Kiva. Winter solstice. December snows cascade down surrounding mountains, our shadows following close to us in the deepened dark. Hushed voices surrender, celebrating this longest of nights, cradled in the potent dark, while keening towards sentient spring, ancient joining of the great turning. Lit candles held close dot starry skies as faithful familiars gather, dressed warmly to meet winter's biting breath, to dream the deepened dark, to witness the season slumber, and reassure ourselves that we will yet survive and beyond thrive. Lit faces turn to one another, nodding, jubilant, ready now for winter's long exhale. So thank you for joining me today. If you would like to learn more about these topics, my books, and upcoming events, please visit my website at robinbridges.com. Robin is spelled with a Y. Many blessings to you.